Hachette Audio presents The Sober Curious Reset. Change the way you drink in 100 days or less. Written and read by Ruby Warrington. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of journal worksheets for the writing exercises and additional resources mentioned in the book. For Simon. Introduction. Would life be better without alcohol? This was the question that sparked my own journey to completely reevaluate my relationship to alcohol over a decade ago. It is the question that became the opening line to my subsequent book, Sober Curious, The Blissful Sleep, Greater Focus, Limitless Presence and Deep Connection, Awaiting Us All on the Other Side of Alcohol, which was published at the tail end of 2018. In the years since then, I have had countless conversations with people who also identify as being sober curious, many of them as part of the podcast and media interviews that have helped spearhead a global movement as people all around the world begin to question our collective, often conflicted, love affair with booze. But equally, these conversations have been with the people in my life, with my friends and family members, with readers, with people I connect with on social media, and with those who attend my workshops and retreats, with people just like you, and all of us with so many questions. Why do I drink when it makes me feel so awful? When did I learn to drink the way I do, and why is it sometimes so hard not to? Will people think I'm weird if I don't? Will life be boring without booze? And then there's the big one. Does the fact I'm asking all these questions mean I have a problem? Along the way, I've learned that while our individual booze stories are interwoven with common threads and themes, the answers to these questions will be different for everyone. I've seen that there is no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to changing the way we drink, whether it's for the night, for a month, or forever. This goes against everything we have been taught about what constitutes problem drinking. Until very recently, the thinking has been resolutely black and white. There are normal drinkers and there are alcoholic drinkers. And if you fall into the latter camp, then you got very unlucky. You were pretty much doomed to die from drink unless you quit. A miserable, if not downright frightening, prognosis. Not only does this suggest that quitting is so hard that it's only worth it if the other option is to end up in the morgue, but I believe it has also prevented millions of grey area.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?